Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
We're now going to take a listen to the jailhouse phone calls, because ultimately, what they wanted here was a confession from Richard Allen, which he did not give them.
Yeah.
And they have run out of other people to go after. The guy who's really points to is dead. The other guy who it really points to, where he was communicating with one of the girls the day, one of the last people known to actually have communicated with them, a known child predator who is away in prison now for that very crime, but unrelated to this case. And plan to meet one of the girls by the property of Ron Logan, Keegan Klein. He has nothing to do with it, according to the investigators, but this guy does. This guy does. And they got him in prison now, not jail, waiting trial, prison, solitary confinement for about 14 months. His attorneys have testified to not having adequate access to even work with him, having to talk through like the bar in the door. No place where they could sit down and have a conversation with their client for the rights that he's entitled to. And this is what you end up getting. We are going to start listening to Richard Allen in a state before he's totally broken. And we're going to hear these confessions that so many hang their hats on in this case, that so many have hung their hats on before ever being to audibly hear them. If you weren't in that courtroom, you have not heard these phone calls, unless you've already heard them since watching this. But these are brand new. And have an open mind here. If you think, well, he confessed, context is very important here. So this is early on. This is Richard Allen, I think, realizing he's in a corner for something he did not do, but all he wants is for the best of his family. Let's take a listen to this.
Not
a video.
I don't know how to explain something that...
I'm sorry, it's this one right here.
Impossible.
Let's take a listen to this.
You just know that if anything happens, I'll see you in the next lifetime. I swear I will, okay? Okay. You take care of the family for me. I love you all.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye. It's good to hear your voice.
I love you
Bye.
Too, sweetie.
Okay. It's good to cut us off here.
Okay. I love you. Okay.
I love you.
I love you, honey.
I love you. I'll hold on.
Thank you for using GTL. This is a prepaid debit call from...
Ricky.
Hey.
Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
I want to stop there. That's when he's talking to his mom, but that initial one was him talking with his wife. And take care of the kids, take care of the family for me. He really felt trapped. I want to see if this is the other part.
I love you too much.
Yeah.
And every time I talk to you, I feel like it's going to be the last time I get to talk to you.
I know. I wish I could hug you.
I can't explain what's been going on.
No.
I don't want you to worry about me.
Yeah.
I'm a man, and I'll take care of myself. But I'm worried about you. And that's all I do is worry about you.
Oh.
So, and you let everybody else know how fucking much I love them, won't you?
You can hang in there, honey, okay?
Huh?
You need to just hang in there, because they're going to get you an attorney soon, okay?
Will you just let everybody know how much I love
them? Of course I will. They already know, hon. They all know.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Nobody loves me anymore.
Stop. That's not true.
I know. I'm sorry.
Not true. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay.
I know what you told me. I know what you told me, and I believe you.
Yes.
I just... knowing I'm never going to see you again, or at least it feels that way. I'm just saying, if it gets too hard, just tell them to come and get me, and bring me to see you, and I'll tell them whatever they want me to say.
Okay.
I don't need you to try and be strong for me. You need to be weak. You need to be held. You take care of yourself, okay?
That's...
Yeah, he's broken at this point.
Yeah, he can't explain what's going on. And you can hear it genuinely in his voice because he doesn't know what the hell's going on. What is going on here? I mean, it would blow your mind that like this could even happen in this country, especially. Mm-hmm. And saying if it's too hard, I'll tell them whatever they want to hear.
Whatever they want to hear. Yeah.
So you're okay. Which is ultimately what those officers wanted and those investigators. Yeah. They wanted to hear specifically. And hey, if we put him into solitary confinement and don't tell his attorneys and give no way to object, we're just going to put him there for 14 months. Oh, you'll get what you want to hear. Not make that it's real, but you'll get what you want to hear. And it seems that they knew that little tactic.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder how many other people they've done this to as well.
Sure.
Yeah. What a horribly horrible place to put a man that you don't have is not yet even convicted of a crime. I mean, what did you feel out of that?
Yeah, I took meticulous notes during the trial on particularly everything related to his mental health and the confessions. Notes here that I'm looking at, October 22nd, arrest in solitary confinement, no symptoms of psychosis. March 23, the symptoms of psychosis began. Solitary confinement, lights on 24/7. And even though he was becoming bizarre, he converted to Christianity and started a lot of religious mumbo jumbo, clearly beginning to look psychotic and break down. And the psychologist at the prison, who I think was inadequate at best and possibly worse, noted that he was faking and didn't believe him. And then he just became progressively psychotic, terribly ill, and the confessions continued. So
yeah, we're to listen to some of those confessions. Yeah, he's faking.
Yeah.
Where did she get her degree? Like, I'm curious, yeah. Like, where do you, where, like, what studies have you done? Like, where have you, who have you studied under? Like, what's your experience in this to think that that is not
right
authentic? Here's another call.
It's like, I feel like I've lost my mind.
This is where, different tone.
Okay, I live in it right now. It's not a good place to be in. Not a good place at all. And I don't know much say in anything, I'm sure.
But you know that I've done it right.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Okay. And have a good conversation between us. No, just don't. Just. I guess it doesn't matter what I think, but.
Of course it does. Just in a really frustrating spot right now.
Right.
I said I'm just in a really frustrating spot right now. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's nothing compared to where you're at, so no. I'm not trying to.
No. No, your side is a lot worse than mine. I have freedoms that you don't have, so I'm not going to go there. I feel guilty about that.
I don't know why nobody will talk to me and be honest with me. I don't feel like anybody's willing to be honest with me anymore. Like everybody's afraid to hurt my feelings or something.
I think people have to be very careful when they talk. And we all do.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody ever answers. You have to go to voicemail. You just, right now, but your soul doesn't need to be.
You're almost hearing it in her voice, like a sense of desperation here of, you know, it doesn't really matter what I think. I know she said that in there. I mean, the torture that she must be going through, having to contemplate, well, they're telling me like this is, solid evidence against him, and how did that bullet get there? I mean, how does one cope with that? It was someone in her position.
Incredible desperation and stress for someone like that. And I, you know, there are things that are just unimaginable. And I don't think we have a coping strategy book for how do you get through the unimaginable other than you hang with your people, right? The people that share your heart and your concerns and your thoughts. You need other people. And that's what I see him, you know, the desperation on his end, wanting to know if people still love him and so concerned that people don't love him. That's what we do. That's how we get through the hard times is those heart-to-heart connections.
Because to him, it feels like sanity has left him. I mean, everything has left him. He's being in this position for a crime he did not commit. And the world seems to be, in his perspective, from what he's seeing and experiencing, is just the opposite. I mean, it's totally bizarre.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.